אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Well, I think the major laws of Pesach and Passover are to avoid eating chametz, any leavened products, bread or cakes or pastries, because of course when our ancestors left Egypt there was no time for the bread to rise on their backs, and so they ate matzah, they ate unleavened bread. We avoid all leavened products. And then on the first two nights here in the diaspora, we get together with family and friends in a normal year, and we discuss the exodus from Egypt, and we eat matzah, and we eat a bit of herbs known as maror, and we drink four cups of wine. The difference this year, of course, is that we are, to a great extent, in lockdown, and so only households should assemble, and we should hold Seder with those people we live with.
I think that, Rabbi, this year, talking about Manishtana Laila Zehu, this night is different from any other night, is going to be particularly significant, because I know it's the first time for almost everyone that they are going to celebrate Passover by themselves.
That's right. Certainly, since I arrived in Sydney, we've had 20 or 30 people every night for our Seder with all members of the congregation. And growing up, Seder was always a large affair with my entire family. But it's interesting that the rabbis do consider the possibility of having Seder on one's own. So they talk about it's just you and your spouse, then one asks the questions and then one answers. And if you're on your own, so the rabbis, you ask the questions and you give the answers. You ask yourself and you answer yourself. This will be a strange year, an unusual year. This year will be different to all the years, we hope. But we can still have a meaningful Seder, and we will remember it for many years to come.
Rabbi, it seems that the Sydney Beit Din came with an idea to connect between people during the Seder night. Can you please explain how?
Yes, there's an excellent idea that's circulating and been endorsed by the Sydney Beit Din, which is about an hour, let's say, before candle lighting, before the Yom Tov actually begins. We can put on our Yom Tov clothes and we can go to the Seder table, and we can do a lot via Zoom with our family before the Seder actually begins. We're not going to make Kiddush, we're not going to eat the foods, but we can hear the children say Manishtana, we can sing the songs, we can share ideas, we can enjoy each other's company over the internet, and then when we get to the time of candle lighting, we'll have to wish each other a Chag Sameach, and then turn off the technology and light the candles and have a Seder with just those who are physically present with us. But at least on the first night, the Seder experience as a family or communal or from a network of friends, that will not be totally lost.
So actually you can do it before you light the candles and switch it off just before Yom Tov comes in.
That's right. And you just need to go to the Seder again once Yom Tov begins. You need to read the Haggadah, you need to drink the wine and eat the matzah. You shouldn't drink the wine and eat the matzah before Yom Tov begins. But it might be a slightly shorter Seder in one's physical company, because one would have had lots of experience in Seder just before over Zoom.
We're talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, the rabbi of the Great Synagogue in Sydney, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi, it's not just Manishtana Laila Zehu, this night is different from any other night. I think the Great Synagogue is actually closed for the first time in maybe 100 years.
That's right, we'll be going for 142 years, and as far as I know, this is the first time the synagogue has been closed. There's been a Shabbat service and a Yom Tov service every single week and every single Yom Tov since 1878 in Sydney, since at least 50 years before that. And this year there will be no services in our beautiful synagogue. But what we are doing as a synagogue, and I think every other synagogue in Sydney is doing this as well, and in fact around the world everyone's doing this, is we're providing for our members in all sorts of ways. So every Friday afternoon we have a Kabbalat Shabbat service on Facebook Live. And every Saturday night, half an hour after Shabbat goes out, we have a Haftarah service on Facebook Live. And we have classes on Facebook and via Zoom as well. So I think all the rabbis and shuls in Sydney are working very, very hard. Even though there are no physical services going on in our synagogues, the shuls are busier than ever and are very much alive and well and working very hard.
We are talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, the rabbi of the Great Synagogue in Sydney. Rabbi, at this time of crisis, do you get many questions as a religious leader? Why and what?
People do turn to me with those questions. I actually receive more of those questions when people face personal tragedy. So thank God, here in Australia so far, we've had, I think, about 20 deaths, which is 20 too many, but the numbers are still fairly low. So tragedy has not touched the community here in Sydney to any great extent as yet. And we're all praying it remains that way. I think there'll be a shift in the community and its feelings if we do face our own losses here in the Sydney Jewish community.
But people ask, where is God at this time?
Well, actually, no one is asking that question. I think there's a certain spirit of we must do what's sensible and what's advised by the health professionals and by the government. We must work very hard to keep each other healthy and keep each other happy as well. And we've been through very tough times as a Jewish people. There was Pesach during the Holocaust, there was Pesach during the Spanish Inquisition. We've had many Pesachs in the past where the Jews have faced tremendous persecution. There was Pesach for Anne Frank in a hiding place in Amsterdam. We are not being persecuted as a people. We've not been abandoned by God. We are facing the same challenges as the rest of the world, the rest of the population. And we have to pray and hope that God helps us and saves us. And above all, we have to do what's practically necessary to make life healthy and better for each other.
Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, how do you support your community at this time?
We are calling every single member of the congregation. So I have a wonderful team of my assistant rabbi and members of the board and members of our pastoral care committee. We are ringing every single member of the congregation and finding out if there's anything they need, anything we can help them with. As I say, there are classes and services and inspiration over the internet. And we've even sent out deliveries of matzah and wine to people who don't have, who are isolated. I got a call from a congregant stuck in Perth earlier today, and I called a colleague in Perth who's going to help them to have a seder in their hotel room in quarantine over in Perth. So we're working very hard in terms of practical help and in terms of religious support for our congregation.
Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, thank you so much. I would like to wish you Chag Sameach for Passover and keep well.
Thank you. Wish everyone who listens to your program and you yourself all good health and good spirits and a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, a happy, kosher, healthy, joyous Pesach festival.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.